A first novel by journalist Germaine Shames takes us to Jerusalem and the private lives of a number of its citizens. The book is called Between Two Deserts. Alan Chews has a review.
Using an inheritance from her late grandfather, a Jewish-American woman named Eve Cavell moves to Jerusalem. Her grandfather had once quoted the Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai about this fabled location, and the image burned into her mind. Jerusalem, all these stones, all this sadness, all this light. Upon Eve's arrival in the divided city, the place immediately takes on life and light, and she becomes the catalyst for quickly proliferating and intersecting lines of force. She's wooed by a handsome young Palestinian man, taken under the wing of an elderly Hungarian-born novelist whose long-dead wife she resembles. An Israeli plainclothesman falls for her hard, while she herself falls deeply in love with her troubled new home, the streets, the smells, the sounds, the evidence of war. How can the future happen with so much history clinging to the stones? That's the lament of a young Palestinian girl, the sister of Eve's devoted Palestinian admirer. And it's a question the novelist tries to dramatize, creating the intense atmosphere of an unstable world with grace and a kind of lyric power. All these stones, all this sadness, all this light. Germaine Shames evokes enough of this beautiful and troubled place to make her first novel a memorable little invention.
The book is Between Two Deserts by Germaine Shames. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.